Indiana State Representative likens impotency to pregnancy. Proposes outlawing erectile dysfunction drugs over abortion ban. By Joshua Klein on August 8, 2022. A wild proposal to make erectile dysfunction drugs illegal to prescribe, distribute, or supply was submitted by Indiana State Representative John L. Bartlett, D., who suggested that, in light of the state's recent abortion ban, if unwanted pregnancy is an act of God, then impotency must be an act of God as well. Speaking at the Indiana House of Representatives on Friday, Bartlett proposed an amendment to the state's abortion law, claiming, "We're forcing young girls to be mothers but not forcing the men to be fathers." A viral clip of the remarks has garnered over 2 million views in a matter of days. Consequently, he proposed a bill that makes it illegal to prescribe, distribute, or supply erectile dysfunction drugs or sexual impotency drugs. According to Bartlett, if an unwanted pregnancy is an act of God, then impotency must be an act of God as well. "I think that there should be some onus put on the men for these pregnancies," he said. "And that's why I urge you to vote for this amendment." The Indiana Democrat concluded by clarifying that the proposal was no laughing matter. "Some may think this is a joke, but it takes two people for a pregnancy to come about," he said. "And to put all the onus onto a woman, I just think it's unfair," he added. On Friday, Indiana became the first state since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade to pass a near-total ban on abortion. Governor Eric Holcomb, R., signed Senate and Enrolled Act 1 within the hour after both Republican-controlled state chambers passed the bill during a special session. The bill passed in the House, 62-38, in the afternoon and later in the Senate, 28-19. No Democrats voted in favor of the legislation, which will take effect on September 15, with some Republicans joining them. After the bill passed the House, State Representative Wendy McNamara, R., a sponsor of Senate Enrolled Act 1, said that the legislation makes Indiana one of the most pro-life states in the nation. Subsequently, the White House released a statement criticizing the legislation as another radical step by Republican legislators to take away women's reproductive rights and freedom. Bartlett's proposal, which was rejected, comes after the Supreme Court overruled Roe v. Wade in June, holding in the Dobbs case that the Constitution does not include a right to abortion and returning the issue of abortion laws and regulations to state legislatures. The landmark decision has since sparked violent public upheaval across the country, as Democrats, the mainstream media, and members of the far left continue their attacks on the pro-life movement and its supporters. In May, an equally wild proposal by Democrat Oklahoma State Representative Mickey Dolenz, DOK, called for mandatory vasectomies for young men in order to highlight Republicans' absurd banning of women's abortions. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.